Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Forbes magazine said that this band is the greatest rock band of all time.
I'm gonna give you my love.
I only know one person that has seen them live, and that's our old boss, Sergeant Hair Club. And it wasn't like way back in the day when he saw them. He saw them for that one reunion show in London. And I was like, man, that would have been awesome to be at.
The O2 Arena.
Yes.
I think it was 2007, maybe, or 8. That's awesome.
It was that long ago already.
Yeah. Crazy. Mm-hmm. So this did get us talking about whether we have seen some of these legendary rock bands or not. So we have a couple listeners joining us that claim they have seen some of the legends of rock live in concert.
Yeah, it's fun to go to the list and be like, have you seen them? Have you not? You know, seen them or not seen them kind of a thing.
John and Joel. John's in Tacoma, Joel's in Seattle. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, before we get to the list, John, if you had to say, what is the greatest concert you've ever seen?
Jay on the Green, Oakland Coliseum. Metallica, wow. Queensryche, Soundgarden, Faith No More.
Oh gosh, yeah.
Dude.
That's stacked.
Faith No More with them as well.
That's Pearl Jam CD release party is right up there, and Nirvana for 50 cents at the, what was that, Skate King in Federal Way?
Okay, now you're bragging.
Yeah, I'm bragging.
That's awesome. What about you, Joel?
Yeah, The Who and the Stones. I've seen The Who 4 times. I saw the Stones twice. I saw Zeppelin was great.
Wait, you've seen Led Zeppelin?
Yeah, I saw Led Zeppelin in 73. Oh. Seattle Coliseum, and but the top of the heap was Little Feet.
Wow! After all those bands you list, no disrespect to Little Feet, but that's insane. That like of all those bands
you know
listed,
who that is
yeah.
Okay, now I have to ask selfishly: have either of you seen Rush?
No.
Yeah, I saw Rush.
Yeah, we got one.
Of course, you did.
Have either of you seen AC/DC?
No, I didn't.
I was supposed to, but then I got sick. So,
oh. Man, I got to see. I'm lucky. I'm thankful. I got to see them twice, and even that, I'm not like the I'm not listening to AC/DC a ton. Like I like a lot of their songs. They're not like one of my all time favorites. But both my wife and I were after we left that show. Like, I get why people go crazy about seeing this band live. They were hands down one of the best concerts I've ever seen.
Did either of you guys have the opportunity to see Black Sabbath?
No opportunity to see the Sabbath.
One that really kills me, Rage Against the Machine. I never got to see them. Did you guys happen to see?
Oh, my God!
Is that a yes?
Machine at the Oz. It was such a small event. It was insane.
Wait, was the club that then eventually became Deviate?
Yeah.
That was that's a small club. I think it's under 1,000 capacity. That must have been bonkers to see them there.
It was insane. My buddy jumped off the triax and overshot the whole pit.
Oh my gosh. Now I gotta ask one for Steve. Okay. Did you guys see Kiss?
Yes, tons of times.
Yeah, I mean, dude, you can't go wrong seeing a Kiss concert.
Nah. Is it the best ever?
It's up there. It's up there.
It's good, yeah.
So what concerts do you guys have on deck for this year?
I don't know. That's for my social secretary. I mean, I've seen everybody. Garth Brooks, phenomenal entertainment. I just love music.
He just did what?
If you want me to go to a show, just say, let's go to a show.
Didn't he just do, I think, the Tacoma Dome last year? And I remember kind of kicking myself that I didn't end up going. Not that I never listen to Garth Brooks in my free time, but I heard that he puts on a rock show.
Yeah, he's like the king of stadium shows for sure. Well, thank you guys so much. Sure. You guys win the day. You've seen the most cool stuff.
He wins the day. His was awesome.
I think the one that got me most, the fact that, I can't remember which, I think it was John that saw Nirvana for 50 cents.
That's crazy.
That's just insane.
Sometimes I go back and look at those like KISW Rising Stars shows and who came up through those ranks and who played the Lodo shows back in the day. Yep. And it's
like
crazy.
The Ramones, I think they did like a dollar or something or a 99-cent show for KISW way back in the day.
They didn't have any convenience fees associated with that back in the day.
And back in those days, you actually had to deal with somebody to get a ticket. So there should have been a convenience fee as opposed to the robots these days. Dude, yeah, I'm looking at someone like, I've seen Iron Maiden. They're number 17 on the list of the greatest rock bands of all time. The Rage Against the Machine one, I'm right there with you. I have not seen them. I've seen Guns N' Roses, versions of Guns N' Roses. I wish I could have seen Guns N' Roses with the original five.
Oh, yeah, that would have been amazing.
I've seen them with Slash, Duff, and Axel, but never with Steven or Izzy.
For sure.
Yep.